Warning, this podcast is intended for mature audiences only. The podcast will contain adult language and subject matter. It is not suitable for all listeners and ages. Your personal discretion is advised.
Feel the rhythm, feel the rhyme, get on up, 'cause Daryl's dead. Welcome back, everybody. Daryl may not be dead, but I am almost dead. joining me, as always, is a man who's very much alive, Benjamin Orr.
How's it going?
Oh, you know what, Ben? It's not going great. As I'm sure you can all hear, I am incredibly sick. I spent the last 2 days in a fevered dream. It has been awful. You know what, Ben? You know it's a terrible movie to keep waking up to in a fever dream?
Let me guess, The Avengers?
No, but close. The Dark Knight Rises. Because I kept waking up at points where Bane was standing over somebody, so then I'd fever dream back to sleep and my nightmares would just suck. So anyways, I digress. I'm going to apologize to everyone in advance. My dog is chewing on a toy. I just tried to stop him, but he won't be stopped. I might start coughing. I might start hacking. I might have to blow my nose. These are just things you're going to have to accept if you're listening to this week's episode.
I'm chewing food because I haven't had a chance to sit down and, like, make dinner.
There you go. We're trying to provide you guys with entertainment. We delayed it as long as we could because of my health. This is what you're getting this week. And you know what? This was by far the worst episode of season 5, so there's not even that much to talk about.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm glad I'm not the only one that thinks
fact,
that because...
it was so terrible, Ben. We're going to start off not even talking about it.
Worse by me.
So... I went back because we are approaching the season finale, which I'm also excited. We booked a guest today for the season finale. We've never had a guest on The Chewing Dead, but we're going to have a season, an end of the season, a season finale show with a guest. So that's exciting. But with the end coming, I went back and listened to our prediction show that we did before the season started. I'd like to report, Ben, that we did really well. We both said that they would make it to the Alexandria safe zone. Check. We both said that Tyrese would die. Check. We both said Noah would die. Check. We both knew that Aaron would appear before awful, a little bit on the time frame, but we were still pretty close. The only real difference is that you said Carol would die. That was your third death. Mine was that someone would die that we haven't met yet. What I'm trying to say, Ben, is that... I hit them all.
Well, season's not over yet.
And exactly. You could also hit them all, and the season is not over yet. But I thought it was impressive. We did pretty well.
Yeah. you know, the more I've been thinking about it, honestly, I don't think Daryl is going to die. I don't get that feeling anymore.
Now, Ben, you're not going to like what I have to say. I don't think any of our people are going to die. The way that this last episode went gave me the very distinct impression that no one from our group is going to die. In fact, I am willing to bet that this finale will not be at all what we think it is.
No, I don't either. And Try, the episode we just watched.
Yeah, they could have tried to make a better fucking episode.
Because, you know, I wanted to call it something else. Because in the beginning, when Deanna and her family are listening to that Nine Inch Nails song, it's called Somewhat Damaged. And I'm like, yeah, like this episode.
Good one.
And, okay, I get what they're trying to do in this episode. I get they're trying to build up to the season finale. But it was garbage. It was all over the place. There was literally no structure to everything. It was so messy. There were scenes in there that were fine, but they would have been fine 3 episodes ago. Like, Carl and Enid. You don't need that in this episode.
Yeah, I didn't get that at all. Like, that did not make any sense to me.
The whole thing that's going on with Sasha, you don't need that in here right now. That's not important. And I will admit to you right now, Lou, since the season has started back up in February, I have not liked Rick at all. The only part I liked with Rick was when Jesse was telling him off originally. I liked that part because she was basically telling him to stand down and he wouldn't. Because I just felt like that whole thing was just so forced. And I just did not care for it. If it would have been drawn out a little bit more... or had more angles to it, it would have been nice, but it was just like they found out about Pete way too quickly.
Yeah, there's.
And I just do not care.
And there's 50 shades of Rick Grimes, and right now we're in the bald Shane phase. And I think the point is that I think they want him to be the villain. right now. I think that Rick is supposed to be the villain. It sure feels that way, at least in the first few episodes. Like, it just feels like they want him to be, like, the bad guy, quote-unquote.
You know, I get that feeling a little bit.
It's gonna change. It's gonna change. It won't be like this forever. But you can definitely tell that they are intentionally trying to make us not like him right now.
And they're doing a very good job at it. Andrew Lincoln is doing a very, very nice job portraying that.
Yeah, that dude kicks ass.
The one thing I really didn't like about this episode, this might go into... Let's just jump
into
it.
Yeah, let's just do it.
All right, so the thing I loved about this episode, well, there wasn't really much of anything. I guess what I liked about this episode was, or loved about this episode was Glenn kind of going back to Nicholas and saying, you know, I'm saving you. And Nicholas thought, oh, we were threatening me. Because Glenn has been really likable throughout the entire show. And for him to come back, compose himself after seeing Noah ripped to pieces because of this jackass Nicholas, I really loved that Glenn was able to do that. And Glenn, I don't want to say he's the voice of reason, because we know what happens to the voice of reason, but he is also, you know, very in tune to what's going on inside Alexandria, that these people are not prepared. So that's what I loved about it.
I loved the opening scene, and only the opening scene, when Deanna and her family are mourning, and they play the Nine Inch Nails song, and she goes out there and Carol made her a casserole and left her a sympathy card. Fucking Deanna leaves the casserole on the porch and lights the condolence card on fire. That was the only part that I loved, and I thought, I was like, oh shit, this is gonna be a real serious episode. And then it just evolved into grown men poking each other in the eyes and fucking making out inside of trees and who the fuck knows what else.
Yeah, I mean, it was just, it was bad. I mean, I know it can be hard, and I gotta get spoiled from this from Game of Thrones a little bit, but The Walking Dead did this last week, not with Try, but with Spend. What they did was they focused on like five different characters, but they did it in such a way that they weren't rushing through plots, they weren't rushing through characters, they were doing it at a nice pace. Try was all over the fucking place. It was just... They needed to try harder.
It was a mess of an episode. Like, it just wasn't good. The thing that I hated about this episode... boy, that's a tough decision. I hated...
Almost everything?
I hated the way that the Rick Grimes... Like, when Rick beats up Pete in the street, I hated how that whole scene was shot. Like, let me elaborate. Let me explain myself a little bit better. Like, the whole fight was fine. Throwing him through the window, fine. All that was fine. But then, once they're out in the street, they kept, like, cutting to people running to stop it, but then nobody stopped it. They just fucking stood in a circle and watched. And then instead of, like, Glenn getting Rick off of Pete, he stops Nicholas, excuse me, from doing anything. Then Jesse tries to stop Pete, and he backhands her. Nobody does anything. Then Carl tries to stop Rick. He pushes Carl to the ground. Nobody does anything. And then Rick pulls his gun on everybody. And I was just like, this is a microcosm of why this episode fucking sucked. You're trying to jam too much shit into such a small amount of time, and I understand that that is hard, and you've given us so much gold this year, but this episode was a fucking mess. All of it was a mess. Like, there's only the opening scene in my mind was good. The Glenn scene was fine, but it wasn't great. It was just them standing there talking outside the van. Like, it was nice, but, like, the scenes with him and Jesse, crap. It's just all of it. It was all garbage. I still don't know what the Sasha Michonne, whatever that storyline was. I don't even know what the purpose of that was.
Yeah, because I don't know that Sasha even still is a character that we can devote time to like that. Rick, Glenn, Daryl, Maggie, Carl, that's fine. They've been there for that long. Sasha, I still don't know. And the only reason why we're giving her any time is because she's lost Bob and Tyrese, and she's now a sniper. The thing that I really hated was how they kept pressing the walkers with a W in their head. Saw it the first time. Awesome. Keep seeing it. We get the message. We saw it episodes ago. We saw it when they were, you know, when they weren't even in Alexandria yet, and they open up the back of that truck, and all these torsos fall out with the W's, you know, crossing them. I get it. We get it. You don't need to keep pushing that issue. And I just feel like they must think that the audience doesn't catch that or catch on to it. But when you see it over and over again, you're like, okay, this better live up to something. Because if you're just throwing this in front of us like a carrot in front of a horse, I'm kind of pissed, you know? And I really hated that because it just felt like they kept throwing that in our face. Like, we see it one time, we don't even need to keep seeing it the entire episode.
Yeah, I mean, they do need to stop punching us in the face with it. However, I did like, my like, is the scene where Daryl and Aaron come across the walker who they, like, left her as food. Whoever these W people are. Like, they literally, like... So, now I'm confused, because why would you do that? So, yeah, they better pay this off. Because that was at least interesting to me, so I liked that. So, it's not like they're just dismembering them, but it's like they also are feeding them for some reason? I don't know. That is interesting to me. So, I liked that. That one part.
I have to actually agree with you in the like, because Aaron and Daryl are characters I actually like right now.
Yeah, I like watching.
And it's hard to like, it's hard to pretty much watch anybody else, especially Rick. Now, I don't know if that is intentional, like we've been thinking. It very well might be, but it's just, you can only do something for so long before it overstays its welcome.
Right.
And I felt that the second time Rick, actually, it was when Rick was walking to the wall the first time, and he saw Jesse walking with Pete, and he almost reaches for his gun. That was the point where I'm like, whoa, okay, this is going to get out of hand. And not because of the drama that's about to happen. I just mean because of how the writing is going. The writing was absolute shit in this episode. It was. It was not good.
Yeah, this was definitely a B-team episode.
It just, there were so many things that did not make sense as to why they were in here. And I mentioned them before, but there's three things I want to know in the season finale. And I want these answered, hopefully. I don't know if they're going to answer all three of them, but I would like them answered. First of all, where is Morgan?
That'll get answered. Guarantee it.
Second of all, who and where are the wolves?
Also, I guarantee that'll get answered.
Third, what role is Enid playing? Because Enid is not just there by coincidence.
Yeah, that one may not get paid off. I think the first two are going to get paid off. Here's why I say that. I am almost 100% positive that little sparkle of firelight that Daryl and Aaron saw is Morgan. I'm almost positive. Like, I just had this feeling the moment that we saw it. Both Ashley and I both were like, I bet that's Morgan. So I think that we're going to get Morgan. How, I don't know. But I think we're getting Morgan. And I also think we have to find out about the wolves, because otherwise, what was the point of all this crap?
People keep saying, and I don't know how true this is, because you've read the comics.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And the end guy, Negan.
Yeah, the N-word.
The N-word. He gets exiled, right?
Oh, no.
Oh, I thought he did.
No. Like, he's just a character that appears later. Like, he wasn't exiled from Alexandria or anything like that.
Okay, I thought he was. Never mind then. Because I thought people were trying to tie him into the wolves, which, I mean,
it would be an interesting tie-in. Like, it'd be an interesting way to, like, tie that together more firmly. Because in the comics, it's very loosey-goosey. There are a couple of other couple other communities here and there. And Negan's group are a bunch of assholes who protect the other groups from walkers and other crap in exchange for half of their stuff. So, it is possible that in the TV world, what they're doing is Negan was exiled from Alexandria, started this group of ragtag motherfuckers, and now they're the wolves. It's entirely possible.
That's what I'm actually thinking, because if you take this scene in the comics with Douglas, and you take this scene in the TV show with Deanna, Deanna is talking Rick down. In the comics, Douglas is like, Jesus, Rick, you can't do this.
Yeah.
And there's clearly a difference in that Deanna does not take shit.
Right.
Doesn't mean I like her, but
I like her. I like her fine.
I'm very on her. But I think that if she is to die at some point, she's not going down without a fight. Now, I also think Deanna is very smart because she didn't buy into what Gabriel said, obviously. And I don't think she honestly buys into what Nicholas sold her. Because Nicholas tells her that, you know, he was trying to save Aiden and that Noah and Glenn wanted to escape. Basically, reverse of actually what happened. And Glenn, we see Glenn talking to somebody, telling him the truth, but it's Rick. So now, even if Rick is to say, well, yeah, Glenn's right, nobody's going to believe him. Deanna's sure as hell not going to believe him. So I think it's interesting that Deanna trusts these people so much that she's barely even known, puts them all in positions of power, and even when her own son is killed, still will not believe the person fully that's known her son more than these people have. So I guess I'm very neutral on Deanna. I don't like her, but I don't dislike her because I don't really know her. But I think it's very interesting that she's kind of like not siding with them because she wants to kick Rick out now. Because of his rant and pointing the gun at everybody. But she also sees that they've been through hell. They know how to adapt and survive. And that they very well could take over at some point. So I think she's just kind of going with the flow right now. And I don't know what that means for Rick, because in the previews we see him packing his shit and walking somewhere. No, I don't know if that's.
No, I think they're just fucking with us.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I think he just maybe got a shower, changed his clothes, or something.
Yeah, they're just screwing with us with the preview. That's all that is. I think what happens is there's a showdown with these wolves. Rick proves that he's a bad motherfucker because she never would have been able to handle the situation like he did, and then that's the end of that. Rick takes over. The end.
Though I think the only thing I liked from that end scene was Michonne knocking him out. And that's because I think Michonne has finally realized what this place is. She was so in love with the fact that they were safe. And Rick's like, you're not safe. You know, we're never really safe. And I think she's finally starting to see that. And so, in a sense, to save her own skin, she knocked out Rick to do any more damage. So, I think she kind of knows what's going on now.
She knocked out Rick for the right reasons. She knocked him out because she knew that if she didn't, he might do something stupid. And so, she just eliminated that as an option. You know, Michonne wants to be there, and that's important for everyone to remember. Like, she wants to be there. She wants to make it work. She was the one who pushed so hard for it, and Rick was kind of not so crazy about it. But this, hopefully him taking a rock to the head will maybe knock that bald Shane out of him. Jesus Christ.
You never go full bald Shane.
You never go full bald Shane.
And that's what he's been doing literally since the season started up again.
Yeah, there's been lots of bald Shane moments.
And I just don't mean with Jesse, but I mean like when Aaron came in.
Yeah.
I mean, I understand. I believe me, I get the fact that he would be suspicious of him. I would be too. But to knock him unconscious and to, you know, threaten to kill him and just like he's starting to go back to Shane mode.
I would dare to say that he started turning into bald Shane after the Hunters. After he killed Gareth and all those fucking nerds. I would say that was when bald Shane actually started.
You know, and it's funny, people were like, because he's fighting Pete, and people are like, oh, well, he can't even take down a doctor. He ripped a dude's throat out. Because Rick isn't stupid. Rick does not like Pete. That's a given. And he knows he has to die. But he's not going to rip his throat out or, you know, execute him right in front of everybody. He might, but Rick is smarter than that, though. Now, it does get the best of him, obviously, when Michonne has to knock him out. But he's smarter than we give him credit for right now, but he's still an asshole right now.
Yeah, he is an asshole.
So, Lou, with all of this and what we know going in so far, into the season finale, do you have any predictions on what might happen?
Nope. I really genuinely don't. The only prediction I'll make is that I don't think any of Team Rick will die in the season finale. I think it's possible that somebody from the Alexandria Safe Zone may die, but not anybody from our team.
Yeah, I'm starting to think that because...
This last episode was very... It told me a lot. It told me that they're going to really slow roll us into Season 6 and that they have much bigger plans for Season 6. When you think about Season 5, they really took us on a fucking roller coaster ride and we lost a lot of people.
Yeah.
So, like, when you really think about it, there's no need to kill more characters at this point. They took out 4 this year, which by, you know, which by my math is quite a few. We lost Bob. We lost What's-Her-Fuck. We lost
Beth.
Thank you, Tyrese. So we lost 3 black guys and a white girl. Sorry, I'm just stating facts.
Wait, Bob, Tyrese.
And Noah.
Oh, yeah. What is it with this show and
yeah,
killing them?
I don't know. Well, because Morgan's coming back. There could only be one black man.
Well, you got Father Gabriel, but...
He doesn't count. He's whiter than I am. Have you heard him talk?
Wasn't he on The Wire?
Yeah, but that doesn't... Well, that actor was. Father Gabriel's a fucking...
Well, yeah, Father Gabriel.
He's the whitest black man I've ever met.
He and I think Chad Coleman were.
Yeah, that is correct. So was Bob. The guy who played Bob was, too.
I've never seen The Wire, but I know who's in it.
Well, now that I have Amazon Prime, I can watch The Wire, and I've been considering doing so.
Let me know how it is. Yeah, I'm with Lou here. I don't think anybody's going to die. You know, the entire season, Lou and I are saying, well, it's going to be Daryl. You know, Daryl's going to have the big death. I don't think so anymore.
No.
I don't think there's going to be a death. I don't know if either from Rick's side or the Alexandria side. Maybe the Alexandria side. Maybe it's Pete. Maybe it's some irrelevant person like Tobin. I don't know. But no major characters are going to die. I don't get that feeling anymore.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like that's the tone. And I don't think they would just force a death just because it was the finale. I just don't see it. There was nothing this week that led me to believe that any of our people would be dying. So.
But like Lou, I also believe that this is going to tie into the wolf somehow, and that's going to lead into season 6.
Yeah, Pete might die. Deanna's husband might die. If they really are going to go for the comics, that'll happen. Both of those people will die. But even that, I'm not even sure that's going to happen in this episode. The other prediction I'll make is that I think that Daryl and Aaron find Morgan. And I think that they bring him back to the Alexandria Safe Zone together. Because even though Daryl has never met Morgan, Morgan will tell him that he's trying to find his friend Rick Grimes.
Well, that and their scouts, they're going to bring in people regardless.
Right, so, you know... And then I think it'll be cool to see Rick and Morgan reunited because, you know, they do care about each other even though they don't really know each other that well. You know, and the last time that they saw each other, they didn't leave on great terms. But Morgan appeared to be a little more sane. But then I wonder, too, I can't wait to see next season to find out what happened to his safe hold.
Yeah, because obviously
he abandoned it, obviously.
Yeah. Well, the death of his son, I mean, that obviously really traumatized
him. Or maybe Rick got through to him and he told Rick, you know, he told Morgan that they were at this prison. Maybe it was something where Morgan saw the smoke in the distance, went to investigate and saw the prison and then decided to make sure Rick was okay. You never know, man. But I'm interested to hear that story because I think Morgan's going to get to Alexandria and we're going to have that reunion. It's a good thing that Lenny James's AMC show didn't work out. Remember he was on that Low Winter Sun? And it fucking made it 5 episodes. Thank God. Because now we get him full time.
Yeah, and I think with that, too, I think Morgan, honestly, might be the only one that can actually calm Rick down as well. Because he's a fresh face of somebody that he knows survived this long. And I think Rick will be happy to see that.
Yeah, I think that Morgan being around will help. I think Morgan being around will help everybody. It'll just make them stronger because he's a fighter and a survivor, too. So, well, Ben, bring us home. My voice is dying.
All right. You can find us on Twitter at The News Shoe. You can find us on Facebook, The News Shoe with Ben and Lou. you can find our sponsor, Porcupine Cookies, on Twitter and Facebook. Even though they do not sponsor The Chewing Dead, they sponsor the parent show to it. Lou and I will be back next week with the season finale of The Chewing Dead, which is the season finale of The Walking Dead Season 5, with a guest. So be looking forward to that. It's the first time we've ever had a guest on this show. So be sure to tune in next week for the season finale called Conquer.